Hello, my fellow seekers. Suddenly Seeking Spirit is a podcast that is intended to educate, inspire, and entertain you on your personal journey toward health and happiness. The information, advice, and opinions expressed are of our own and not intended to replace care best provided by qualified professionals, and it is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Suddenly Seeking Spirit podcast. I'm Andrea.
And I'm Andrew. And today we will be discussing the four main clairs. So a lot of people know about intuition and have certain feelings of intuition, how that can show up for them, right? Now, we are going to be discussing, though, the four main categories of how that may show up for specific people and how that works. So, just diving right into it, let's begin with the main one that everybody, I think, knows the word of, is clairvoyance, right?
Yeah.
So, clairvoyance is seeing. This is whenever we are so in tuned with our intuition, our third eye chakra region, that we are seeing through the mind's eye something through our intuition, whether it is something that may happen in the near future or it could be something that has happened in the past. That may be something for one of you listeners that you are very common with, that you know that you might possess. You might have random flashes of imagery. It doesn't need to be like a movie playing out before you, but just a flash of an image and you're like, what is that? I've never seen that in person, but it was so descriptive, even in that split second, that there's something to that. That is usually the clairvoyance that is coming out. Now, with all of these, we all have intuition, and intuition is a gift that is truly bestowed upon us from Source, God, the universe, whatever you like to call it. And that is something that is instilled in us to guide us through this human life that we're all living. Now, with the clairvoyance, like I said, it is the visual manifestation of the intuition, and it is just strictly seeing the images or things playing out before you. And now, if this is something that you have experienced and something that you want to strengthen, a great way of strengthening that is through meditation, having your eyes closed, because you can really allow that scenery to build upon itself. And I know with clairvoyance, a lot of people think like clairvoyance and like psychic, right? Mm-hmm. Like a psychic, or like we see it a lot in movies, like scary movies, or like Ed Warren and like The Conjuring, like the woman from The Conjuring, like she was clairvoyant and she had certain, you know. So that's how that kind of works with clairvoyance.
Right.
Now, do you have anything to add to the clairvoyance?
Yes, I have a couple of things.
Okay.
I looked some stuff up on the interweb because Andrew said, let's do the clairs. And I was like, what? So what are you talking about? So I looked up what is Latin for clair, because I always, I like looking up language. So the Latin word for clair is clarus, which means bright or clear, loud, distinct, audible. So that made more sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked up, I found an article on Oprah.com. So it must be true.
Because it's Oprah. Right?
and it's by Rebecca Rosen. And she actually said 5 clair senses.
Okay.
So she talks about seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling, tasting. So I'll just say a couple of things she said about clairvoyance, since that was the first one you were talking about. So she said, like what you said, And it can almost feel like a daydream. And I know I've had that. I visualize, like I do visualization exercises before I do something. Like if I'm going to do public speaking and I'm really nervous, I visualize myself on the stage doing it. And I think that's a form of clairvoyance too. It's almost like you're pumping yourself up for an event or whatever. Yes. So, you know, I always do the practical side of things.
Yes. Yes.
And she said that people who are clairvoyant naturally, like everyone has these senses is the thing. Mm-hmm. And some of them are stronger in you than others. So for artists, builders, photographers, decorators, and designers, that is a form of clairvoyance. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Yes. Yes. I like that additive there to it.
Yeah.
Because it does put it in more of a real world perspective of like where people may not realize that is actually happening to them every single day and that they are engaging that.
Yeah. Yes.
So we'll continue. Well, let's continue to do that for each one too, because I have like little bits like that too, like how it applies in real life. So good. Cool. So the next one that I'd like to talk about is clairaudience. Now, this one I have the most experience with because this is my realm of this is how shit goes down for me. So, clairaudience is like, okay, so it's clear hearing, right? It's the audible. You may hear certain words, certain phrases, things. To me, it sounds like it's being whispered in my ear. And when people hear that, they're like, are you sure you're mentally stable then? Is there something wrong? You know?
Right.
But no, this is hearing like the voices of like spirit or your guides, and they're creating an audible sound for something for you to take action on. This is now talking about where this shows up for certain people. This is like natural talents lie in this. If you and your auditory faculties, if you are like a musician, if you do public speaking, all of that type of stuff, you receive your downloads of information through the auditory sense. But for me, with this clairaudience, it does show up in like if there's a certain situation that I'm stressing about, I'll hear a voice. It's not of my own. It's usually a woman's voice. And it's, to me, that's my main spirit guide. I've had a Reiki session before. I've seen her. Like, that's a whole other thing. We talk about that.
Yeah.
We talk about that on the Reiki episode with Vanessa. Yeah. That was at Kripalu. So I know that she's there. And I hear that voice very often in certain situations when I need to take an immediate action. But I'm kind of like, ego's leading me and I'm kind of pulling back. I'll hear that voice. It's usually like one or two words and I just instantly get it. Like where somebody else may not understand what that was. Another way that that showed up for me, and that has only happened once because I allowed myself to be completely open, was when I was at your house and we did the event where I was pulling cards.
Oh, yeah.
And it showed up, it showed up in a medium sense. And I do not claim to be a medium. I've never had this happen to me before, but I was doing just a regular card reading from my Oracle deck for a woman that was at this event at Andrea's house. And it just completely got hijacked. But in a good way, by her departed brother. And I was giving the reading. I was like feeling her energy. I was getting really in tune. And I heard him. I heard the voice. I didn't see him. I heard him. And I was conveying that message to her. So that is like the strongest for me is the clairaudience. And that's how that shows up for me in many situations.
Okay, so for this one is like, fear comes up for me with this one. So I think I block this on me.
Okay.
And here's why. So I looked up like, because my older brother had mental illness and he heard voices. So I was like, okay, did he hear spirit guides or and he was institutionalized for that? But I found an article about the difference.
Okay.
So this is important. So if you hear voices, if they are harsh and tormenting you, it's probably not your spirit guide.
Yes. Yes, that would be from a mental illness place.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So the voices are calm and reassuring. They're not like telling you to go burn down a building or something.
Exactly. Yes, exactly.
I was like, how can I say this without taking us all out?
Yes, it's things that are going to help you and set you up and take care of a situation.
So here's something that happened with me. When I was at the peak of my addiction, I woke up one morning to a clear, like a man like going, number six. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. And I looked up like, what does that mean? And it was actually a Wayne Dyer video. And he was talking about the numbers on a clock. And when you come to six, it's like, that's when change happens. You know, like it's like, yeah, make a change.
Turn in that. Like, yeah. Right,
it was like right when I like got clean. I heard it. And I don't think I've ever said that out loud to anyone. Let me say it on a podcast.
Yeah. Right.
But it freaked me out. I was like, mm-hmm, oh my God, I'm really losing it.
Yeah.
And then number seven is when you start, that's like new beginnings and all that. So it was really, mm-hmm, it was an interesting, that could be a whole other topic anyway.
Yeah. I mean, that is very interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. So with the clear audience, it could be actual words, but it just could be like a musician hears a song before they write it, I think, sometimes. Mm-hmm. I have no idea because I'm not a musician. Mm-hmm. But it's so like what you said, musicians, singers, writers, public speakers. I know, yes, for me, if I'm going to do public speaking, I hear it before I say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, exactly. And I always, yes, pray first, and it just kind of comes through me. So I think that's, yes, a form of it.
Absolutely. And that was like the Reiki experience that I had as well. It came like the download was through audience, like, mm, it was all auditory. Like I was stressing. We had to do something at level two
spirit junkie master class.
Yes, had to talk and like write and like do like the whole thing. And I was stressed. I had no clue, like no preparation. And then, yep, I went to that Reiki, like it was the hour long Reiki session. And at the end of it, I immediately was downloaded. I was hearing it coming to, and I sat down and I wrote in 2 minutes the entire thing. So that was just amazing. Loved it.
Yeah, that's funny. When I did mine, I wrote it out and then I said something completely different when I got up there.
Well, you said what you needed to say.
That's right. That's, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was one more thing I wanted to say about the, oh, with the clear audience too. This may show up for people as well, because I know it does for me. And whenever I'm asking for guidance from spirit is when I'm listening to music and that one word or that one, yes, sentence comes out. That is, mm-hmm, that's a way that it works as well.
Mm-hmm. Or somebody says it, that, yes, I find spirit comes through people I know or strangers.
Mm-hmm.
Some stranger, yes, will say something profound to you suddenly at the grocery store. You're like, are you a prophet?
Yeah, how did they know?
Can you move out of the way so I can get my milk?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, so now the next one is the clairsentience. And this is clear feeling. So this is just that real feeling of like that gut feeling, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what a lot of people try to turn away from. Mm-hmm. This happens a lot in when people get into relationships and that type of stuff. You get that gut feeling or those warning signs where you're like, ooh, it just doesn't feel right. But we like to keep going through it, don't we? Because we know better.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is another strong one for me. And I feel like this is another pretty common one for most people that they can feel. And that they know is there, even if they want to pretend that it's not a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And I was just going to say, too, this is also, it doesn't necessarily have to be like your straight up feeling of it. You pull from other people. You can feel their emotions. Mm-hmm. So it's that empathic quality as well. It kind of goes hand in hand. But like, say you're in a room with somebody, or if you have like a close emotional bond with somebody, this can be very strong. You can feel their physical pain. You can feel their emotional pain, even if they're not talking about it.
Like you and I.
Yes. Yes. This is so, Canada, you're in Canada. I'm in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, United States. And we just know when something's not right with the other person.
Yeah. I get a migraine and Andrew gets a migraine.
Yeah. And I'm like, and then I'm cussing you out because you gave me the migraine.
Oh my God. It's so funny. Yeah. And I was having coffee with my friend. You know, have you met Diane? I don't think you have.
I don't think
she's
I have,
very empathic. And we were sitting there and we always sense each other's feelings. Like if you're both an empath, it can be excruciating.
Yeah, you don't get anything done half the time.
It's like, are you anxious right now? Yeah, I am all of a sudden. So am I. Yeah, it's weird. Anyway, so I find that with this one, I get goosebumps all over my body.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel things, mm-hmm. Emotions. I get like really intense feelings in my body. I think this is a big one for me, like a gut reaction. My gut reaction is like sometimes I'm sick to my stomach. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If it's like. Yeah,
I could see that for you for sure. Like whenever when you message me and stuff and like things are going on, it does stem mostly from this, Claire, I believe for you.
Yeah. And it says natural healers, caregivers, doctors, therapists, counselors, nannies, and teachers probably have this. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
There you go.
The pure feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to recognize too. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Recognizing it. And as you strengthen it, you're able to recognize it more. So say if you are a person that has this strong Claire, this is one that you really want to also be sure that you're protecting yourself before you go out of the house. So doing like a protection meditation or even just a protection intention or prayer of saying, you know, my energy is my energy today. I am not going to be pulling anybody else's energy or taking that energy on. I can be there and show up for them, but this is where I end and they begin. Mm-hmm. And that can be enough to help you kind of keep you protected as well.
I think this has a lot to do with my chronic pain too. Because if I'm good, like I don't recognize my pain. Mm-hmm. But yes, it's really tied to my emotions for sure.
Yes.
So absolutely. If you do have like some sort of arthritis or some sort of chronic pain condition, and you haven't really thought about how that connects to your emotions, maybe you could ask a natural healer about it, or even like my doctor talks to me about it. Like that's a big part of it is depression, anxiety, you know, look into that. Maybe it helps.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. You ready to move on to the next one?
I'm ready. I'll stop talking.
No, you don't have to stop talking. It's a podcast. It's about talking.
Oh, right. Okay.
You're on a podcast. Did you know?
I am.
So we move into the claircognizance. So this is just that instant knowing. Now, this can also get confused with like the clairsentience because of the feeling of that. Mm. But this is more of the cerebral, like instant, just like, oh, I know it. I know something's going on. This shows up for a lot of people to recognize it. More people will recognize this if they're in a toxic relationship or,
yes.
Or they're like, I know that the other person is doing this and I can't find, you know, it's like, yes. I just have that knowingness of it. But
it makes you crazy.
Yes, it does. And that is, this is one that if you are more, you lean into this one more, you have more of the stronger Claire, this is something that you really should learn more about because you need to know exactly when it shows up, how it shows up, and how to keep it in a positive way. Because this is one that I feel can really take us into a negative space.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that I was literally going insane and I was being told in the toxic relationship that I was just reacting to things based on my past. But the other person knew full well
what they were doing.
Yeah,
yes, anyway. Exactly. Yeah.
forgiveness. Anyway, go on.
Yeah. Forgiveness. Yes. Everybody's in different stages of their lives. Yes.
That's right.
Yes. Yes. But it is that, but it, what it is an immediate download from source, mm-hmm. you know, and also too, there's like the sprinkles of like, you observe people and you see actions and stuff. So it becomes like a logical thing of like, they're probably doing this. But whenever you have that, when you have that immediate, like, ooh, and I know most people have felt that, that just yeah. like, ooh, something's going on. Something's happening right now. That yeah. is the immediate download from source. That is your confirmation. That is your confirmation to take action in whichever way, hopefully positive, that you well, to take action, right?
In a positive way, this helps me in business, in creativity. Mm. Like it's not just in toxic.
Yeah, right. Right.
Like that's a whole other ball of wax.
Yeah.
Whatever. Ball of yeah. wax. That's not even a yeah. saying, is it?
It is now.
Okay, it's a ball of wax. Anyway.
Yes.
But it helps me, like, problem solve. Like, I remember
you just had
there.
An orb. Sorry, you just had an orb fly right by your head and just flew out.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
You'll have to watch it. But, yeah, you just had, it literally just flew in and flew right out. And I just caught it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe it's because I'm in front of the blue butterfly painting.
Yeah, it was literally, it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay. That's weird. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what I was saying. Oh, I know. Okay. So, I'm sorry. This is a weird episode for me. Okay. I know for, I've been in like, you know, had a problem with business or something where, mm-hmm. you know, I remember looking at spreadsheets and like trying to figure them out and like, how can I, basically it was always like, how can I make more money? That was always mm-hmm. my problem in business. And mm-hmm. I had to be really creative in how I had to market and all that stuff. And I would like, I remember looking at everything just like blank. So I would just go and have like a meditation or whatever. And it just, the answer comes to me. As soon as I can clear my mind, like meditation, that's, I get so much information just by quieting my mind. It comes out of nowhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that's what this is.
Yes. And, you know, this shows up for me, like it showed up for me whenever I started the Austella. And it was because that instant download of like knowing what first step to take. And I didn't judge anything along the way. I went off of, you know, prior experience, of course. But then I kind of like there was a new spin to it that I wanted to add. And I didn't second guess myself once. I just laid everything out. I became creative. I did all my marketing stuff. And then I was like, this is what I want my business to be. This is my business plan. This is how it's going to be. And it's going to work either way,
yeah.
you know, and it did, and it's thriving and it's working well. And I don't,
I'm so happy for you.
And I don't latch into it. Right. Like
yeah.
I am alongside, like, I feel like I'm walking alongside with it and I'm guiding it, but I'm not like, ooh, on it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. You got to let it go. Right.
Yes. And there's no stress connected to it. Like there was, like there used to be. Like you in my previous businesses, you know.
Mm-hmm. This also has shown up. This happens with my mother, and I know she's told me stories about my great grandmother and my grandmother with premonition. Mm. There's all I should have asked her before this episode, but there were like, she tells me all these stories. I don't know if they're true or not, but they sound good. Like my grandmother or my great grandmother, I forget, but they knew when someone died. They just knew.
Mm-hmm. Yes, like, my mom has done that. She's done that three times as well. Yeah.
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 So it's kind of weird. So that's it's like a forewarning. And when you have this strength, this, you know, premonition strength inside you, it takes tremendous faith to believe in what you're feeling and hearing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A little side note too with this, and this is scientifically proven. This is also, so my mom, like, she'll always like call at the time where like something rough is going on with me. Like she knows, she, you know, mothers are great with that. But specific, they know scientifically, specifically with boys, mothers of that have boys, boys, for some reason, before we are born, we implant, there's a DNA strand that we implant in the mother's brain.
Oh, and there is more
of a connection. Yes. So there is more of a connection with mothers, with their sons, and a knowingness with their sons in those situations. And that is crazy.
You know why they need that? Because girls just can, they know what
to do their thing. And they, yeah. That's exactly it. The boys are like, okay, I'm going to leave this here because I'm going to need some help along the way here.
Yeah, I need mom.
Yeah, mom.
That's great.
So do you want to talk about that fifth one that you had found?
Well, for some reason, I have two more here.
Two? Okay.
Yeah. I can't pronounce it though. It's Clara, L-I-E-N-C-E. It's smell.
Like
Clara Alliance.
Alliance? Clara Alliance?
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
And so it's smell. When you smell odors that don't have any kind of physical source, it's usually like you smell perfume or cigarette smoke of a deceased relative. That means they're nearby. Okay. This happens to me with cigarette smoke all the time, but I'm like, I don't know who smoked.
Yeah,
I know. I just figure it's like somebody's smoking, and it's come along the breeze, and I can smell it.
Yeah. But, well, I like that they broke that off because I think it used to, like a lot of people used to correspond that with the clairsentience as well, the feeling, like sensory feeling too. So I like that they broke that off. Okay.
Yeah. So that's florists, wine tasters, and perfume creators. So if you're one of those things, there you go. And then there was that. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and with the sense of smell too, that is such a strong, that calls upon memory so easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's what it says. Smells connect us to the past.
Yeah.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And then the taste one is Claire Gustance or something. G-U-S-T-A-N-C-E. And ability to taste something that isn't there.
Mm.
Yeah. So the deceased one loved one is attempting to communicate memories.
Okay. I feel like I've had that a few times. But it was always like food related taste that I was, you know, but it wasn't when I was hungry. It wasn't when I was hungry, but I would be like, oh, I just tasted this or I tasted that or something weird, you know.
It could be like people that are chefs and bakers and stuff. Maybe mm-hmm. they do have like, well, it says that. And they probably, you know, how like I watch like Top Chef.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always like, how do they know that that's going to taste okay?
How
do they know? Maybe they have this, you know, like they just, I don't know. They have
the palate.
Premonition of taste.
They have a spiritual palate.
That's right. We have a whole new thing here.
Yes. So I think the Clairs are like, it's a really fun, interesting topic. And it's something for all of you listeners to like, if you enjoy this topic and conversation, to go in a little bit deeper and think about what may be the one that's a little bit stronger with you and how to develop that a little bit more.
I have an exercise from Oprah.com.
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah. So it says how to recognize your dominant style of sensing. So this is by, again, Rebecca Rosen, and she has a whole book about it. You can Google her. So it says, and I did this yesterday on the porch.
Okay.
So you sit quietly, like we probably can't do it now, but you sit quietly and you scan the area around you for a few minutes, taking in all the details and feelings. So like really paying attention to your senses as you're scanning. Then you close your eyes and focus on your breath and slow down and then mentally review what caught your attention.
Mm-hmm.
And then I added this, I journaled right after and see what comes out. And that's how I knew that I had the feeling and the knowing, mostly for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, and I like feel that the wind a lot on my skin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like that you add the journaling too, because it's like if you get into that, you know, that meditative state and you come right out, I feel like it is important to be able to instantly write things down and extra things will come out, but then we're able to remember it's right there in front of us. It's something that's tangible and then we can revisit it as well.
Yeah. And I do think that I push away anything auditory from
You're blocking it out. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Which is fine. Yeah. Then that's completely fine. You know, it's just that you hold the power though, in that, you know, that is, it's still one of those intuition gifts that is strong for you, but it also can be a bad thing for you as well. And that's empowering that you know that and that you can control that as well.
That's probably why I heard it as I was waking up, because you're like open when you're asleep, right? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, do you have anything?
Wrap us up?
Yeah, no. So we went through the Clairs, guys. You can also find more information on this, of course, anywhere online, but specifically, like, I had found some of the extra information on a Mind, Body, and Green article. They actually have several articles about it. Mind, Body, and Green is a really good website where they have freelance writers and people that are specialized in certain things. And you can just learn about anything spiritual, anything in health or lifestyle as well. But yeah, just remember that we all are gifted with intuition, and it does show up in these different ways for us. And my challenge to you today, or whenever you're listening to this podcast, is to do the exercise that Andrea just discussed, and just sit there and feel and see what shows up for you. And this is something that you can take into your day to day, and you can grow that certain clair, and it will definitely help you in your life and create betterment for you.
There you go.
Yeah. Well,
thanks everybody for listening. And next week we have a special guest host with us.
Yay!
Yeah, Betty is joining us, and we're going to be talking about spiritual growth spurts.
Awesome! I'm so excited to. I'll be passing over my chair to Betty for that Sunday. So So that will be fun, and I look forward to listening to that as well. So it's great. Yeah. You know, we're creating a community here, the Suddenly Seeking Spirit community.
Yay! All right. Well, it was nice to see you, Andrew.
It was great seeing you, my beautiful Andrea, and we'll be in touch. And thank you once again, everybody. Love you guys. Bye.
Till next time, what has you seeking spirit? Thank you.